put savings in your shopping cart and... Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 95. Actually, it's 96. Of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, June 9th, 2011, live from the Hinky Dinky Media Complex. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live broadcast.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, let's catch up on some business here. Everybody always wants to know what the infirmity of the week is here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I made it through most of the week without one. I am heavily medicated tonight. That will probably become apparent as the show progresses. It's another kidney stone. I know you don't want to hear that. But the hydrocodone is taking care of business. And we're going to make it through this. I appreciate you tuning in and joining me right now. This week's mystery theme, it commemorates a passing. It's in honor of Mr. Oh, gosh, I can never say this fella's name. Irving Zathmary. S-Z-A-T-H-M-A-R-Y. He wrote it. You'll recognize it. This is this week's theme. That was the theme to Get Smart. That was the theme to Get Smart, and Irving wrote that and produced that theme for that wonderful television series. He passed away on Tuesday, June 7th, from complications of being a really old guy. We normally listen to word from our sponsor right now. Heck, let's just give a shout out to Schlitz Beer. We're not drinking it tonight, thanks to the hydrocodone. We're gonna forego the alcohol just because I got enough to cope with without it. Right now, another dedication to somebody we lost recently on Friday, June 3rd. The world lost at the age of 83 from complications due to pulmonary thrombosis, Dr. Jack Kevorkian. And, there was just nobody quite like Jack, and this is for him.
Of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes. Doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I please.
That's the full-length single version of Suicide is Painless, the theme from the motion picture MASH. It's credited to a band called The MASH. I don't know if that was just a bunch of studio singers sounding pretty or what. Let's see if we can hear the birds outside. Yep, they're still up. They haven't gone to bed yet. We will check in on them later because they're friends of mine. Right now, we're going to listen to Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers. This is from 1956. You might not know this, but you might like it anyway. This is called Rack 'em Back.
Come back.
That's Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers from 1956 and Rack 'em Back. We got another passing I want to pass along to you on Tuesday. A fellow you're probably not familiar with because the band he was in was never really a big deal over here. They had about 20 charted UK singles. The band was Showaddy Waddy, and you'd like to think of them sort of as the British version of Sha Na Na. They did a similar revivalist kind of thing. One of the two founding lead vocalists, Buddy Gask, passed away after a long illness on Tuesday. This was Showaddy Waddy's first and biggest chart single from 1974. This is Hey Rock and Roll. That's Showaddy Waddy from 1974 and Hey Rock and Roll. From 1964, this is Sandy Shaw and her version of Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Always Something There to Remind Me.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Oh,
Can't go wrong with Bert and Hal, no matter who's singing it or from what vintage. That was Sandy Shaw from 1964. And hi, Bodie. There's my cat. He's down here. He's hanging out. We're going to jump right into back to 1959. We're going to play another one for Jack Kevorkian just because we're prepared for such eventualities. Bop a tootie papa, bop a tootie papa, bop a tootie papa, bop a tootie papa, so long, so long, to you, to you. I hope I don't make you blue, but I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Apart, apart, we've gone, we've grown, and I can't go on alone. So I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now I dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, let me down to town. Send my remains to my best friend. Yeah, the rest to my hole in the ground. Mm-hmm. The rest to my hole in the ground. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
I'm gonna be dead. Yes, I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, let me down to town. Send my remains to my best friend. Get a rest to my hole in the ground. A rest to my hole in the ground.
I'd like to introduce my co-host to all of my stick cam viewers. You're looking at Bodie right here. He's in a very good mood. I'm not exactly sure why. He's not always in such a fine fetter, but he is tonight, and we're grateful for it. Let's just stick right with the theme, shall we? From 1972, Sir Elton John.
Getting bored, being part of mankind, there's not a lot to do no more. This race is a waste of time. People rushing everywhere, swarming around like
That was Sir Elton John and I Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself from 1972. Right before that, we heard Buddy Knox and I Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself from 1959. Bodie's taken off. I think he's got other business to attend to. He might be back later. Chances are he's heading for the futon to go to sleep. He likes to do that down here during the program. I think there's something soothing about the monotonous tones of my voice. My dad made a request. He is frequently want to do. He asked to hear any version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. So I'm going to play a version that I've never played on the program before from the Dreams album. This is from 2010 and Mr. Neil Diamond.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. 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 Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair. From your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know this room, and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. My best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Very nice version of Hallelujah by Mr. Neil Diamond from just last year off of his Dreams album. It's one of my favorite songs. I don't think anybody's ever really screwed it up. We're going to dip into the Rory Staple pool right now, as I try to do this time every week. It's getting harder and harder to find things that that won't shock and offend you. From 1954, this is Miss Eunice Davis advising you all to get your enjoys.
Come on, Eunice. Teach us your dance. Come on, Eunice. Teach us your dance.
Okay. Dim the lights. Make the music glow. Get real close. Don't let go. Get off that quarter. Get on a dime. Move real slow. All the time. Now, get your enjoys.
I'm trying.
Get your enjoys.
I wish I could.
Get your enjoys.
I'm trying.
Get your enjoys.
I wish I could.
Make yourself loose. Below the waist. Get the wiggles. All in the right place. Don't move too fast. Don't move too slow. Just enough. Oh, oh, oh. Now, get your enjoys.
I'm trying.
Get your enjoys.
I wish I could.
Get your enjoys.
I'm trying.
In jazz.
I wish I could.
Have you learned a lesson? Can you make the grade? Do it just right. And you got it made. Move like I told you. Don't take too long. That's it, honey. You're going strong. Get your enjoys.
Got me enjoys.
Get your enjoys.
Glad I did.
Get your enjoys.
Got me enjoys.
Get your enjoys.
Glad I did.
Get your enjoys.
Got me enjoys.
Get your enjoys.
You made love to me beautifully.
Jim Brown is Black Gun. He has everything a woman needs. And everything the man wants.
The man wants the word from you.
Then he's out of luck.
Black Gun. New from Columbia Pictures. Starring Jim Brown. Badder than he's ever been. Cause he's looking for the mother that killed his brother.
What do you want?
I want you.
It's money you want, you got it.
Wrong commodity, Capelli. I want you.
Black Gun. Rated R for your sake. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Jim Brown and Martin Landau in Black Gun. Wait till he finds the mother who killed his brother.
Jim Brown and Martin Landau. It's been quite some time since Hollywood has offered us a pairing quite that epic, don't you think? Now why you gotta go and be all like that? All right, we'll just sit here and wait patiently. I'll vamp till something good happens. Let's see what... See, okay. FUBAR 2000, version 1.0, not responding. Oh, here we go. Alrighty then. The number 40 song in the greater Chicago area for this week, 40 years ago, was Hamilton Joe Frank. Actually, that's Hamilton. Let's get this straight. There's Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. Three of them, not four of them. And this big hit. You'll recognize. Oh, what the heck.
Don't sold my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
There's so much I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds from 1971. Don't pull your love. Right now, it's time for You Know Who.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Hello.
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
This is the wonderful white-winged warrior.
Oh, yes.
Miss Helfinger, you'll recall that we made a long list of all the important things we know for sure about the choker.
Mm-hmm.
With my plan to feed all of that list into my chicken computer.
Right.
So that I could learn once and for all the answer to where the choker is hiding.
Yes. And did you learn anything?
Miss Helfinger.
Yes.
I stuffed the whole list into the chicken computer's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Just shoved it right in.
Yes.
And the chicken computer considered.
And?
Then it stood up and walked away.
Stood up and walked away?
That's right. Without saying a word.
I see. Uh-huh. Now what?
Now, Miss Helfinger, we must put out an APB.
An all-points bulletin.
Right away.
For the choker.
For the chicken computer.
Oh.
Because the choker will not be found until the chicken computer is found.
Right, okay.
With the answer hanging out of its computer mouth.
Well, if that's all...
One more thing.
What's that?
I am going out into the streets of Midland City, Miss Helfinger. And do you know what I am going to do out there?
You're going to look for a computer with an answer hanging from its mouth.
No, no. I am going to pick up for questioning all the people in Midland City...
who might have seen a computer with an answer hanging...
Miss Helfinger.
I'm sorry.
I am going to pick up for questioning all the people with a history of coughing.
With a history of coughing?
And clearing their throats,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's swell.
Because one of these people coughing and clearing their throats must be the choker.
Of course. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Because you're not trained to think like a crime fighter, Miss Helfinger. You see, it takes many, many years of lab and field hours in the human hair analysis lab, on the pistol field, in the karate class, in the judo gym. I began all of this many, many, many weeks ago.
Excuse me.
What?
I coughed.
You better watch it, Miss Helfinger. You're going to get picked up.
Well, has Miss Helfinger caught the commissioner's cantankerous, contagious cough? And even more mechanical, where would a chicken computer with an answer hanging from its mouth go on the streets of Midland City?
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
It sounds as though the insects have taken over for the birds. It's their shift. It's their shift right now. This next song goes out to my dear friend Vance in Ohio. I hope he's finished grading papers. From 1971, this is T and the Rex and Jeepster. T-Rex from 1971 and Jeepster. Girl, I'm just a vampire for your love. That's for Vance in Ohio, because he said he'd like to hear that, and I can do that. Something you'd like to hear, you can reach me. I am Michael at hinkydinky.net, and I can't exactly promise to play requests, but I do take suggestions. Is that fair enough? I think that's fair enough. We have another passing. You know, as Tate rightly pointed out, there's a lot of death on the program tonight. It is June, the month of death and destruction, and we're celebrating that mayhem here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Right now, we want to talk about Mr. Benny Spellman, who passed away at the age of 79 from respiratory failure. This is his 1962 hit that was later recorded and is pretty well known by the amazing Rhythm Aces. This is Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette.
Your pretty brown eyes, your wavy hair, I won't go home no more, 'cause you're not there. I'm telling you now, like I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Won't you come on home?
Oh, won't you come on home?
Won't you come back home?
Oh, won't you come back home? I'm crazy about you, can't do without you. Oh, won't you come on home? Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Like I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Benny Spellman, assuming room temperature at the age of 79, sadly due to respiratory failure. For people that are celebrating respiratory success, in case anybody's turning 14 tonight, I was thinking about this song. It was quite popular when I was 14 from 1974. You'll recognize this by Cat Stevens.
Young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while, and though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your daddy's best jeans, denim blue, fading up to the sky. And though you want them to last forever, you know we never will. You know
we never will.
Patches make the goodbye harder still. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see better days, will you carry the words of a love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? And though you want to last forever, you know you never will. You know you never will. And goodbye makes the journey harder still. young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time?
Oh, very young, Cat Stevens, for all of the 14-year-olds, past, present, and future, here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I appreciate you tuning in and joining me tonight. It's no fun without you. Right now, we're going to go to what do you want to hear? Pick a year. Somebody raise a hand. What, you over there? 1977, you got it. This is Elkie Brooks. Pearl's a singer.
Pearl's a singer. She stands up when she plays the piano. In a nightclub, Pearl's a singer. She sings songs for the lost and the lonely. Her job is entertaining folks, singing songs and telling jokes.
Elkie Brooks from 1977 and Pearl's a singer. Right now from 1968, Mr. B.J. Thomas and Eyes of a New York Woman.
I'll be in New York City when the lights shine bright tonight. That's where my woman waits for me, arms at home. Lips as sweet as honeycomb, love it waits for me alone, deep in the eyes of a New York woman. The
eyes of a New York woman, or eyes that can hold a man. Now she swept me right off my feet, made my world seem so complete. I'll never have to look for more. I found what I've been looking for, deep in the eyes of a New York woman. Thought I wasn't ready for the tie that binds, but I lost my heart to her when her eyes met mine. The light shine bright on me. Eastside cafes, Westside plays, uptown, downtown, I'll be there. I'll never have to look for more. I found what I've been looking for, deep in the eyes of a New York woman. City, when the lights shine bright tonight, that's where my woman waits for me. Arms that hold me tenderly, lips as sweet as honeycomb, love that waits for me alone, deep in the eyes of a New York woman, deep in the eyes of a New York woman.
That's B.J. Thomas from 1968, Eyes of a New York Woman. Right now, this is for all of you, because you know what I'm here for? I'm here for you to lean on when the heartaches get rough. This is Eddie Dye from 1967. It's funny here, the track says the genre is Northern Soul, and someday I'm going to give you my rant about Northern Soul. It doesn't exist. It's malarkey. We'll talk about that another night. Here's Eddie. Right up to the end of our hydrocodone-induced spree this evening. I do appreciate y'all joining me. It is a fabulous night here at the Hinky Dinky Media Center, and I'm just so happy to be here doing this for you. I just don't want the night to end. Gee, that sounds like a segue. Mr. Nick Lowe from 1978 off of the reissue, augmented, padded out 1990-something CD release of the Jesus of Cool album. Here's Nick. But alas, all good things must come to an end. That's going to do it for this week's program. You're going to have to stick around for the rebroadcast if you missed any part of the preceding hour of glorious music and my good company. You'll all meet me back here next Thursday for next week's program, won't you? Till then, take care of one another. Have a great week. Good night.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there. Making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?